Workshare programs allow companies to reduce employee hours in lieu of layoffs, while the workers collect partial unemployment benefits. Indiana Chamber Vice President Mike Ripley says they benefit both employers and employees. Companies don't lose skilled workers and hurt morale. Workers keep employment benefits such as health insurance and pensions. And he says while Workshare won't be a cure-all to solve problems created by a recession or economic downturn, it can be a useful tool.
Not everybody's going to use it. There's probably going to be relatively few. But even if we save 500, 1,000 jobs, isn't that better than having people laid off?
Indiana Department of Workforce Development Deputy Commissioner Josh Richardson says his agency is opposed to Workshare, both philosophically and technically. He says the program would put more pressure on the state's Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund, and Indiana is still paying off the federal loan it had to take out for the fund during the last recession.
The question is, do we really want to make it cheaper or easier to reduce people's work hours? And I think that there's some fear that doing that could result in additional reductions and that that then harms the trust fund.
Albion Republican Representative Dave Ober, who chairs a study committee investigating the issue, says he plans to have a draft recommendation for the full General Assembly ready for a vote by the committee in October. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.